second one might be available. I wanted to make it mine. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Anyways, what are your picks for the World Series?
World Series, I'm saying Boston.
I guess I got to root for the. I'm picking the Dodgers because I'm picking with my cock.
Yeah,
in my
I'm
heart.
Saying. I'm telling you, dude. Dodgers in three.
Dodgers in three. We watched game one today. They had a chance to steal it, but they did not.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Two. Fuck.
Joe. Joe. Fuck.
This yeah, is we were Joe doing fuck. A real and thing. A grand slam. Oh, no, it's ball.
It was just
ball
a ball, ball three. So, sorry, folks. It looked like he was going to hit that one out of the park. And now I'm being told no one was on base, actually. And, sorry about that, folks.
The game was yesterday.
The yeah. game will begin shortly.
I'm sorry. I'm watching Dharma and Greg on my phone.
I was watching Family Guy, and Stewie got a hit.
Yes, Stewie made me laugh about an evil monkey in Chris's closet. We're all reminded of the evil monkey inside of ourselves that in the great, beautiful game of the divine sport.
LaBella Gamo.
Fenway Park.
Baseball Adooch.
Yeah. Fenway Park, a cathedral. Of the sport.
Of the sport of the bells.
Of the bells.
Of coming baseball. To bat now is Georgie Christmas.
George Christmas.
Number 20. Looks like a 3 from here.
Okay, the script is kind of weird. I'll say 28 or 23.
And another good job by the players.
The player gets it, and he hits the ball.
And that is actually Joe Buck did Joe say that.
Say that.
Joe
and another
did,
good
that's
job.
That's how it started. Yeah. He said another
good job by
another
Austin
good job
Barnes.
By the catcher.
By the catcher, Austin
the players
Barnes.
Are going out on the field.
Yeah. And one thing's for certain, we will see something happen today.
And not many people know this, but actually, when it goes back to L.A., they will not be using designated hitters.
DH,
it's
going to
be National League Baseball.
The D standing for designated, H for hitter.
And for...
That's strike two.
Hitler.
That's strike two, and I'm sorry that was actually a double. That's
take a moment to Christmas. Remind you that this game is brought to you by BetDSI.com. Play, bet, win.
Oh, right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Use promo code.
Use come promo code.
25. Come 20.
Come 120.
120.
Come 120.
Sorry.
Come 120.
Come 120. Not the gay shit Adams.
To get an extra 120% off. Strike ass! Sorry.
Strike ass.
No, that was okay, ball.
Strike four.
And it's a grand slam. Oh. Whoop. Okay.
Oh, that was ball two.
It was, yeah.
Got me again.
Another
that's,
good job.
And here comes George Christmas again.
Yeah.
No, that's Derek Jeter.
And the wind-up. Oh, he's walking up the mound.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they've got now an older pitcher is actually coming to the mound.
I'm being told now
pitcher?
That there's a third baseball team on the field that wears gray uniforms, and they're allowed to boss people around. The rules of the divine game ever-changing.
At this cathedral.
Like Game of Dude. Like Game of Della. Bella Dude.
Like life itself, the game, the rules of the game are constantly in flux.
In flux. And in fact, maybe there won't. No
here we
one
are
will bat.
At the bottom of the seventh. How many more innings will this game go? No one knows.
It's hard to tell.
Once again, Boston's up 13.
Could go.
And the
I'm
Angels.
Frankly, I'm surprised it's still going.
We're
on.
We're sitting
folks.
Here at the top of the eighth, 13-1, and it's anybody's guess how many innings this game.
I think
game
they played a 20 or something, or maybe 15, or it's win by two.
It's first to 21, I believe.
And the Dodgers are on their 15th reliever, and the score is 22-0, and we're looking at extra innings here.
I'm sorry, those were the K's. I keep counting. That's just strikeouts. I don't know what the score is, folks.
Yeah. K, which stands for, of
K
course,
K stands
two.
For okay by me. Extra 120% when you use promo code COME120 at BetDSI.com. You get 120% bonus on your deposit. And that is a grand slam. Oh, sorry. Again. I don't.
I keep doing that, and I really apologize. But
I'm sorry.
It's so exciting. I witnessed one, and I keep hoping it's going to happen.
Joe, can you please stop watching Family Guy on your phone?
I'm being told the game has been over, and I am just announcing over the Family Guy feed for the last 20 minutes.
The child Cleveland. Has been hit with a foul ball. And you can only hope that she has Down syndrome or some kind of intellectual disability that this does not affect her life in any significant way. As we all know,
strike two.
Strike two.
He walked. I'm sorry.
Next
now,
up.
And a lot of people don't know this, but there's actually...
Strike two, and it looks like the inning's over.
And it's over. Strike two. Two outs, one out. How does it... It's tough to keep track, but...
One out, and that is the
that's
middle
it.
Of the ninth.
And we'll, that'll be it here, folks, and they won't even bother batting, I don't think.
And he strikes out the side with nine balls.
Once you walk everyone, if everyone makes their way around the bases,
we
then
are
the
witnessing
inning is over.
Baseball history here. It looks like the batter is allowed to advance to first base without actually having to hit the ball. Because the
he's
pitcher
just,
was so bad.
He's just talked the pitcher into letting him do it. Yeah. Incredible psychological warfare.
This is, we're witnessing baseball history here. The batter has been hit by the ball. Unprecedented in the annals
the
of the
guy,
divine cathedral.
The guy who's never, ever seen baseball. Not even like, he's only sort of familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to a game one time when he was 7 years old.
This guy kind of reminds me of Benny the Jet Rodriguez. From the film Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Which is really the only thing I've seen.
And it's
I,
really going to be
cried
a shame.
Because I couldn't understand why the dog was different sizes throughout the movie. No one ever explained it to me, and my father beat me for crying and called me a faggot who will never have the same job as him.
What I don't understand is how many balls do they have? Because in the Sandlot, it seemed like that was... Only, you know, seemed pretty tough to use a baseball.
Mm-hmm. The umpire is calling that ball three. It's interesting. It looks to be the same ball he has been throwing the entire time. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be challenged. They're going to send that one to New York. And there is no chance we're not seeing a challenge on that one. I'm almost certain that is the same ball. I watched it be thrown back to the pitcher. And it looks like we're probably going to wait till the end of the game for that challenge. As is customary, all of the challenges happen
after
the game.
It's a gentleman's agreement between the two coaches.
And it's a grand slam. Oh, sorry.
Fuck. Fuck! I just want to see a goddamn grand slam. Wouldn't that be great, folks?
Coming up after Family Guy, the Cleveland Show.
Yeah.
Starring Chief Wahoo.
Coming up on my phone after Family Guy, Star Trek The Next Generation.
A couple Vine compilations.
And join me throughout the 6th and 7th as I recreate the UPN network through streaming services. UPN 1997. Last year I was happy.
I'm gay.
I'm gay. And that's strike at or strike,
strike
one.
Ass. Strike ass is what started it all.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Another good job. Yeah, baseball's pretty fucking gay if you ask me.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not exciting anymore.
Why do you say anymore?
Because there's better sports.
To the sixth. We wonder once again, am I allowed to go to the bathroom? Can I go to the bathroom?
And never mind, I will be pissing in this commemorative Pepsi cup.
The divine question, how mad would people be if I just got up and went to the bathroom right now?
Folks, you know it, I know it. Nothing really happens in baseball. Mm-hmm. You can take it from here for a couple days.
And will people find out that I'm Skyping in from my garage? I'm Skyped in. My feed stopped working.
Have strikeout.
Calling the yeah.
He's two outs and a ball.
Someone
here,
is
folks.
Definitely coming to the plate.
Joe,
now.
He's actually no one up yet. It's actually.
And look at that. You can see a lot of movement stretch. Out on the field. Players moving at various speeds.
There appear
some of them standing still, stoic almost, like the Big Ben Tower. The Time Teller of London. That classic good tower that we all love. He's at home. He thought he could cheat his way. Just Skype his way in, but the feed isn't working.
He's streaming it on Reddit.
That's playing on Fox.
There's just no reason for him to make the noises. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. They have a prize in them, and we all have a prize in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's called talent and ability, which we can see out here tonight in some of these fine young men demonstrating why athleticism is the answer to South America's obsession with fascist fascism.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
greatest ideology. The divine ideology, a cathedral to thought.
People that like baseball probably would be cool with fascism.
Yeah.
It's so old-fashioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the
it'd be nice.
The national pastime.
It's nice and it'd be orderly.
They used to not allow blacks to do it.
Yep. They got that guy in Boston, Yawkey. He's racist as shit, I think.
Yeah.
Who's Yawkey? Fuck Boston, dude.
A fan of theirs?
No, I think he was the owner.
Oh, now it's the Dunkin' Donuts guy, no?
Dunkin'? No, the Kraft.
It's Dunkin'
Kraft.
No, Robert.